I mean, now we turn to the instructress, who says, "You must go, you're going to Vietnam," or, the putative, affirmed person. She's not done anything against the list, but she hasn't at the rhythm of time fulfilled everything on the list. Let's put it that way. Is it? But is in the running. Also, I may have jumped the gun. Mystic geography may have maybe jumped the gun. You know what I mean? It's like maybe she was a sign that we're on the way. You know, like sort of John the Baptist. She is coming. And, it's our base. And then, mystic geography. Fuck yeah. Well, he's got to be out. Then like that. And then I think, well, hang on. It might not. You may have missed the one by mystically geographing this one. It's maybe two separate businesses here. No way of knowing fully. But let's go on mystic geography because that's certain. Yeah. So you have to go as soon as it's proper to do so. Well, one of the things she was talking about was that she was going to write a book. She'd read Wild Swans and a couple of other of these Oriental Birds narrative books. I don't think they tell the truth, frankly. Not really in their books. They sort of, she said certainly their experience isn't mine, so I thought I'd do my one. You say to her, so what was the worst thing? Being in the boat, being in the camp, going to school in your pajamas, what's the worst thing? Oh, she said, well, none of that compares with living with my mother. And so she's sort of entrapped in a family situation in Woolwich. There's 11 people make up the household, and a small council house in Woolwich, and if she's not earning money, she's got to cook for 11. That's her role. So you can only get her out if you've got a job for it. So you have to pay. She's £100 a day to get her released from duties. See, anyway, well, she wanted to write this book, and I said, well, you could think about writing a book. But I said, you know, you're funny. She said, yeah, people had said this, that she was funny, and faintly thought of being a comedian. But she didn't really know what he did about that, and she knew the telephone numbers of orchestras, and so, gone on that route in her life so far, her being 23. When I said, I said, let's do a book, you could think of going around like I did, so just telling it. He said, and I said, listen, your book's going to be a hit, you'd earn a load more money, I think. No, it was rather interested in this idea. So I said, you should come on this comedy course I'm running at the National Theatre. And she really liked to come on. It was a 3-day course. She was really, really keen to go on it. But hearing on the phone, she ain't going to be able to get out to do that. Because, thing. So, anyway, so you don't get paid a lot to do this. I'm going to make some coffee now. Did that guy bring some, a bag in?
And there's some oranges in it.
What's that? How flat is a bottle of wine? That's the last thing we need. Anyway, back on tape. And anyway, so I went to Martin and Matt. I said, what's their story like? I mean, I knew her story because she told me, but I didn't know what precisely might tell her. Matt said, he said it's very heavy. He said, it includes rape when you're raped and...
Come
on. He said, yeah, it's heavy. It's a heavy story. I said, well, look, anyway, your job is sort of make it at least... is to you tell the story, to a bunch of us. The pair of you, tell it together. There's a joint narration. I said, you've got to at least make it amusing. Funny would be good, but also I said, in order for you to tell it, you've got to sort of justify what your presence is in the story. How come you know these things? And so what they did was they got under the table and were her slippers.